BBC News with Nick Kelly. The Egyptian president, Mohamed Morsi, has warned that political polarisation is threatening democracy in the country. In a nationwide television address to mark his first year in office, Mr. Morsi admitted he had made some mistakes. He promised to introduce immediate and radical reforms in state institutions. Our correspondent, Ali Makbul, has this assessment.
He started with a very conciliatory tone. He even acknowledged making mistakes. He spoke very softly, and he said Egyptians shouldn't accuse each other. And within a few minutes, he was doing exactly that. He was accusing old regime figures. He was naming individual politicians. He named a judge. He named a journalist. He talked about all of these people conspiring against him. So I think those protests that are planned over the weekend are going to be as big as a lot of people are anticipating.
President Obama has welcomed the United States Supreme Court ruling which quashed a law that discriminated against same-sex couples. In a landmark ruling, the judges struck down the Defense of Marriage Act, a law that denied federal recognition of same-sex marriages. The historic ruling means that legally married gay men and women in the 12 states where such unions are permitted are now entitled to claim the same federal benefits as opposite-sex married couples. The two couples which brought that case celebrated the decision outside the court. Before turning to hug and kiss his partner, Paul Khatami told the crowd that marriage was the natural next step in their relationship.
We want to join the institution of marriage not to take anything away, but to strengthen it and to live up to its ideals. So today is a good day. It's the day I finally get to look at the man that I love and finally say, will you please marry me?
About 40,000 people have marched towards the football stadium where Brazil have played Uruguay in the semi-finals of the Confederations Cup. Thousands of police had assembled outside the stadium in the city of Belo Horizonte. The BBC's Alistair Leithhead was there.
Thousands of people are making their way from the centre of Belo Horizonte, a long snaking line towards the football stadium. Although mostly organised through social media, those leading the march urged the crowd to make sure the demonstration was peaceful. Thousands of police have assembled near the stadium to make sure the march doesn't interfere with the game and the fans. The crowds are demanding what they've been since the protests began. More government spending on things like education and health, more accountability, and a crackdown on corruption.
Some news just in. The South African president, Jacob Zuma, has cancelled a planned visit to Mozambique after visiting the former president, Nelson Mandela, in hospital. President Zuma said Mr. Mandela remained in a critical condition. You're listening to The World News from the BBC. The Venezuelan revolutionary known as Carlos the Jackal has lost his appeal against a life sentence in France. He was jailed for orchestrating a series of bombings in France 3 decades ago. From Paris, Hugh Schofield.
On the closing day of the month-long trial, the man known as Carlos took his own defence, delivering a 4-hour speech in which he described himself not as a terrorist, but a revolutionary. Yes, his organisation had killed hundreds of people, he said, but not the 11 who died in the 4 bomb attacks in France in 1982 and 1983. The prosecution's case has always been that Carlos carried out the attacks in order to blackmail the French government into releasing 2 of his accomplices. No fresh evidence was produced by Carlos to disprove the charge, so to no surprise, the court upheld the original conviction.
Police in the United States have charged the American football player Aaron Hernandez with murder. Hernandez was a rising star player with the New England Patriots. His arrest follows the discovery of the body of Odin Lloyd, a 27-year-old semi-professional footballer. He had been shot near Hernandez's home in Attleboro in Massachusetts. And there's been an astonishing day of tennis at the Wimbledon Championships. The former champion, Roger Federer, has been defeated by Sergei Stakhovsky of Ukraine, who ranks 116 in the world. Stakhovsky spoke to the BBC after the match. He acknowledged the odds had been against him.
I'm incredibly happy.
Well, when you play Roger Federer in Wimbledon, it's like you're playing two persons. First you play Roger Federer, and then you play his ego and on the center court of Wimbledon, where he's historical, I would say. So that's like playing two against one.
Another former champion, Maria Sharapova, has been knocked out of the tournament, and 7 players forced to withdraw because of injury. The most high profile was the women's second seed, Victoria Azarenka, who injured herself in her opening match. BBC News.